Perfection, Episode 4. It's another beautiful morning in the Estates of Perfection. It is also Marcus's first day at his new job at the newspaper website.
Mark, have a good day at your new job!
You too, Deb. Oh, look, there's a real newspaper on our front step, just like in the old days.
Isn't this place great?
Oh, wait, this isn't a real newspaper. This is a piece of paper that says go to the website. For your Estates Perfection News, go to estatesofperfectionnewspaper.com. Oh, well.
Welcome to estatesofperfectionnewspaper.com.
Hi there. I'm Mark Bellner. Mm-hmm. I'm meeting with Bobby, mm-hmm. with Robert, uh-huh. who's white. Robert White, who's going to... Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm meeting with Bob. Uh-huh. Robert White is supposed to show me around
yes.
my new... He's supposed to show yep. me around my... job here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, Mr. Bellner. Our elevator identified you and notified Mr. White right away. Would you like something to drink while you wait?
Okay. Sure, but no cafe droid.
Oh, yeah,
I think
no.
I'll just make my own...
Tea?
No, I'll just
you
make my own
matcha?
I'll make my own coffee.
Soup.
I'll make
soup.
My own coffee.
Okay, no soup? Okay.
No.
Well, whatever you want, as you prefer. The kitchen is down the hall on the left. This follow me ball will take you there. Follow me ball, can you bounce this gentleman to break room? Just follow the bouncing ball, sir.
Follow me.
Just follow
the bouncing ball.
Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. But first, can you tell me where the...
Bouncing ball? What?
I was going to say, can you...
Bathroom?
Yeah, the bathroom.
I don't know.
Follow me. Follow me.
All right, wait up.
Follow me.
Slow down.
Follow me.
Ball's fast.
Follow me.
Follow me, ball.
Follow
wait up.
Follow me.
Hello, follow me, ball.
I can't see you.
Follow motherfucking follow me, ball. I'm following goddamn ball.
We're here.
Okay. Thank
here.
You, follow me, ball. That's enough.
Here.
How do you turn this thing off? Shut up!
Here!
Oh, fuck it, I'll just put it in my pocket.
Right here!
Y'all's coffee's ready.
A southern coffee maker? I'd expect a northwestern dialect.
Sorry, y'all.
Any idea where the sugar is?
That's not my job. I just make coffee, y'all.
Can you pass me the half and half?
Here you go.
Thank you. You're welcome.
What's that?
You should say you're welcome. It's not that hard.
Oh, well, I nodded my head, which is the same as saying you're welcome.
But you shrugged your shoulders as if to say that you didn't care about me.
You're bad at reading shrugs. My shrug meant no problem, my friend, but I guess you didn't pick up on that.
Politeness is part of the code of living.
What?
Code section 270, segment 58. Manners is what separates us from the animals.
Hello, Marcus. There you are. Welcome to the newspaper.com. How are you?
How am I? How about you, man? Did you sleep off that drunk? I don't think you should have shaved that beard.
I have no idea what you are talking about, Marcus. But have you met Laura?
Nice to meet you, Laura.
Actually, it's Laura, not Laura.
Oh, and Laura and Laura, the same pretty much.
No, they're not at all.
Okay, but you knew I was talking to. If you'd said nice to meet you, Mayrock, I would have gotten it. Right, Bobby?
I think she just wants her name pronounced correctly. And I have asked you to call me Robert. Etiquette is important in civilized society.
Right, but earlier she was trying to force me to say you're welcome when I don't really have to, so...
Okay. Did Laura say thank you?
Yes, I did, Robert, and he did not say anything.
I nod in my head. But a nod of the head does not equal you are welcome, does it?
Thank you.
You are welcome.
He also shrugged his shoulders, which negates a head nod.
But I have a solution. Laura, what if I were to say you are welcome for Marcus?
No. It's not your welcome to give. You get none of my welcome.
Would you accept my welcome, Laura?
I guess, even though I already had your thanks. You know, with all these code infractions, I should call security, okay? But since it is your first day, I will not. I will see you at lunch, Robert.
Yeah, nice to meet you too, Laura. Put that in your code of living, fucking...
You might want to be nicer to her, Marcus. She is the assistant editor's assistant.
Okay, I get it. I guess I'm a little defensive today. I just need to settle down and chill out my new office.
Office? Pardon me. Since you are just starting out, you will be getting a cubicle for now.
Cubicle? Okay, I guess I'll be in the field mostly anyway, right?
Yes. There will be some event reporting, but mostly you will start out by editing the letters to the editor section.
Really? That seems like an intern's job.
So this must be the new hire.
Marcus, this is William Kelp, the newspaper site's editor.
Willie Kelp? Oh my God, I'm a huge fan. I remember all your articles on fracking and global warming. Unbelievable, Willie Kelp.
It is unbelievable. Can you believe we all used to worry about stuff like that? I mean, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I guess. You are one of my inspirations for my weekly column, the Human Bullshit Detector. You know, I'd call people out on their phony bullshit.
Mr. Kelp, Marcus will be the new man in charge of our videos to the editor section.
That is great, Mark. Your company-issued computer is right here in this cubicle. And as you can see on the screen, we have it set up so you'll get all the vid mail sent from the readers. You know, click through like this to see each of the videos.
Your pictorial on the changing colors of the leaves in the fall was most wonderful, especially when you...
I just want to congratulate the girls' hydrogen ball team at EPS 122 for placing third.
Kudos to the editor. The grammar, punctuation, and spelling in all your articles has been exceptional. I'd also like to compliment...
These vid letters are all so positive.
That is nice.
But letters to the editor are supposed to be negative. They're supposed to be opinions about the way things should be run or disagreements with the editorials made by the paper or something like that.
That's the great thing about the Estates of Perfection, Mark. I mean, there's nothing to complain about. We have all the good news fit to print. So, welcome aboard. I know you're really going to fit in. See you at lunch in the eating area.
Is not it great, Mark? You know what they say here. Estates of perfection. Nothing to complain about.
What's wrong around here, Bobby? There's always something to complain about. Thank God, too. I don't know what else I'd talk about. Must I remind you of the songs we used to write? Republicans? Let's all shoot the NRA? The third term abortion boogie?
That is right, Marcus. And I used to have acne and eat boogers, too. But guess what? I grew up. A bad attitude will not get you too far in here, Marcus. You catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. I will check in with you at our official break time. Goodbye.
Who wants flies? And I love vinegar. Fish and chips, you schizo motherfucker. What's this? A new vid mail? A complaint? Who's this, Andrew Lang?
Editor, my name is Andrew Lang. This is my third time to complain about the pack and meters. Why aren't my vid letters being published? As you can see, my car is only an inch or two from the curb, yet the pack and meter keeps calling every place I go to say I'm in violation. Furthermore, I believe that all parking should be free to all members of the Estates of Perfection who already have to pay exorbitant fees to live here. Sincerely, Andrew Lang, subcommunity number 23.
Hey, Marcus, everyone is eating in the eating area for lunch. Sometimes we play word games, too, if you would like to join us.
Word games, huh? Okay, I might do that.
I suggest you do. Great way to meet everybody.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Oh, man. Where can I go to escape all these uptight tools? I'll go eat on the other side of this big fucking fountain. You know what? I'm gonna throw a coin in for good luck. I wish this place wasn't so lame. Oh, I blew that one. I wish we were back in my spider hole.
Disturbance.
Excuse me, sir. No littering in the fountain. Please retrieve your litter or you will face a fine.
Oh, I didn't litter. I just threw a coin in there.
Why?
To make a wish. I can't reveal the wish or, you know, it won't come true.
I think that's only with birthday candles.
No, I think fountain wishes too.
Look, as you can see, sir, no one else has been making wishes in the fountain.
Perfect, then this fountain's wishes haven't been used up yet.
Sir, we don't have any designated areas for wishing in the Estates of Perfection, so that is litter.
How can it be litter? It's money.
Well, it's only a penny. If you threw anything of value in there, you would have kept it.
It's not worthless. It's worth at least one fountain wish. If I threw a dollar in there, would it be okay?
Maybe. How bad do you want your wish to come true?
Oh, what if I had a live chicken in my pocket and I toss it in the fountain?
Okay, well, now we're talking about animal cruelty.
It's worth some people eat chicken. Someone might want to come around and eat that chicken. Then it's worth something. But if it drowns, it's dead. So then is it litter? I don't get what's litter here.
So someone's going to come over and pull a wet chicken out of there and eat it?
They're already slimy.
Okay, you can talk to me about a chicken when you have a chicken, okay? Right now, that's a copper penny that's just going to rot in there. We want nice clear water in the fountain, so go pick it up.
Oh.
Well, now I'm fining you for littering and disturbing the peace.
Okay, I'll get the damn penny. All right, I'm in the fountain now, so am I the litter now?
Your code of living violation level has now been elevated to... Oh! God damn it, I'm in the fountain now, too.
Oh, are you litter? Are you the litter, too, now?
Hey, no.
Why are you filming me?
Well, tonight during the local news, your infraction will be watched and voted on by the community to determine your fine. Now's your chance to defend yourself with a testimonial.
Defend myself?
They will vote on a low fine, a half fine, or a max fine.
Okay, great. I say American currency isn't litter, especially if it buys me a wish.
We'd all be so lucky.
Mom and Dad, look at the TV. There's a crazy man littering in the big fountain. It's time to vote on the fine.
You can't litter money. Abraham Lincoln was our greatest president. He can't be litter.
Undesirable. $1,000. Maximum fine.
Undesirable. Maximum fine.
Littering money is called giving it away. If anything, it's charity.
How did he get in the estates? Max fine.
You see, this is why wishes don't actually happen, because the
I can't believe you're on the news. I mean, we haven't even been here a week, Mark.
Listen to this. This is good, I say here.
You want to know my real wish? To live in the land of the free.
Current voting tally has the fine at 240 credits, which is high for a first-time violation. Let's talk to our experts. Sean Hannity...
This idiot clearly has no respect for the rules of society and, frankly, no sense of decency.
Ugh, I didn't know Sean Hannity lived here.
Mm.
Oh, well.
Well, what'd you think of my speech? Not too shabby, huh?
What are you thinking, Mark? Are you actively trying to get us kicked out of here?
Does this mean you're not going to vote for a low fine?
My dad has really gone out on a limb to get us into this place.
But Debbie, what kind of place is this? I mean, can't you see that they're trying to control our behavior? They call it politeness. I call it brainwashing.
Maybe your behavior does need a little control.
Oh.
Your cynical attitude made sense in the city where there's so much to complain about, but here you're just looking for trouble in paradise.
Fine.
People don't want to live next door to the human bullshit detector.
I'm not trying to look for trouble. I'm just being myself, and I keep accidentally breaking the rules.
It's true. I mean, they do things different here, but I guess that's part of their pursuit of perfection. There was a lot of that kind of talk at the research facility today, which, again, you didn't ask me about my day.
I'm sorry. I just spent a moment. How was your day at work?
Mark, you should see the things they're trying to do with pets. It's really amazing. Do you know that every dog in the estates has blue eyes?
They got rid of brown eyes?
And aggression. No more bad biting. Oh, Mark, you should see the facilities. It's so great to finally have quality equipment capable of realizing my ideas.
Debbie, I am proud of you.
Whoa.
Is the TV turning itself on?
Hello, oh. Sweetie pie.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, he's on the TV.
Hi, sweetie. Just called to invite Marcus to a golf outing on rest day.
What's rest day?
Rest day is what we call Sunday at the estates.
Oh, I'd call it fantasy football day. What do you call Saturdays?
We call it Saturday. What else would we call it? Anyway, this rest day, I'm playing around with some people who I want you to meet.
That's nice of you, Daddy. That sounds fun.
Yes, sir. That sounds super fun.
Okay, I have to go. I'm needed down by the main gate. For some reason, our fences aren't killing all the birds that land on it. Well, goodbye.
Oh, we're lucky we had our clothes on.
Visitors, Mrs. Hastings, Mrs. Brewer, Mrs. Delph, and Mrs. Moncrief are here to see you.
That's the book club.
You're already in a book club?
Isn't it great how fast things get done around here? It's just good for me to have a group like that to, you know, force me to read.
All right, well, I wasn't expecting company, so I'm going to grab a smoke on the back porch.
No smoking in the house.
God, you scared me. Can I adjust the voice on the house at all?
No, this is it.
All right, well, I'm not in the house. I'm on the back porch. So
oh,
there.
Okay. Well, the back porch is part of the house, idiot.
So what? It's my house, idiot.
Don't you call me an idiot. I'm the house. I am the house. You know what? Let me turn my windows into viewing screens and show you what your lungs look like.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Look at them.
Those aren't my lungs. That's clearly a cow lung or something. I'll go into the backyard. Fucking house.
I heard that.
I know my rights. You can't do this. Hey, you can't take me from my own home.
What the fuck are those security guards doing to that guy? Oh, shit, they're hitting him. That's the guy who complained about the parking meters.
You have no right. I didn't do anything.
Oh, shit, those Hummers are tasing him.
Ready for transfer.
They can't do that.
Somebody help me.
Phone, record. This is Mark Bellner reporting. I'm following a States of Perfection security who seem to be strong-arming.
Oh, hey, shut up. Get down.
Bobby, where'd you come from, man? Are you holding garage door openers?
Shh, yes. Obviously, I'm holding garage door openers. The signals throw off the Hummers. Come this way. Let's hide in this tool shed.
Dude, before you say anything, how do you grow your beard so fast?
Enough about the beard, man. Are you stupid? Don't you get it? I'm the real Bobby. The other guy's a different Bobby. What don't you get? I don't get it. What don't you get? It's two different Bobbies.
What do you mean?
Stop being an idiot.
What are you talking
about? The guy in the
house
isn't me. He's an asshole. You think I would comb my hair all straight like that?
No.
I saw that fucking guy eating a kale salad the other day. Would I do that?
No.
We didn't even know about kale when we were friends.
No, but you wouldn't eat anything healthy. That is totally off. That guy was an asshole. I was telling Debbie that. What is going on around
here? He has solid, tube-like bowel movements. Have you ever known me to have anything but pure liquid diarrhea?
I've never looked at your bowel movements at all, but what's going on around here?
Wait, man, don't be gullible. You shouldn't believe me so fast. Haven't you ever seen one of those doppelganger situations where you don't know who's real and who's fake? You gotta make me prove it. Don't be stupid. Ask me something that only I would know so I can prove I'm not an imposter.
Bobby, I already believe you. I could tell something was off the first day.
Come on, do it. Make me prove I'm real.
Fine. What was your favorite band freshman year?
It's easy. The Damned.
No, it was the Bad Brains.
Ugh. How many times do I have to tell you this? The Bad Brains was my favorite band to see live in concert. The Damned was my favorite band overall.
You said the Descendants was your favorite band live in concert.
No, I only saw the Descendants like once in concert.
Right, but you were so happy. You're like, they're the best live. And then you saw NOFX and you said they were the best live.
No, that was Rocket from the Crypt.
Oh, they were playing the same. Anyway, what is going on here, man?
Come on. Ask me something really personal that only I would remember.
I told you, I believe you.
Come on. Like, remember that time I stuck my dick in the vacuum cleaner?
Yes, that was really stupid.
Really stupid, but really. And then my cum got stuck in the workings.
Yes, you ruined the dorm's vacuum cleaner, if I remember it. What's your point?
And then you remember that time I tried to eat dog shit with chopsticks?
No. You ate dog shit?
I never told you that story.
No, we don't have time for the story, man. I want to know what's going on here. What's going on in these estates of perfection?
All right. Relax.
We're talking about clones.
Okay. Are you ready to hear the truth?
Yes.
I'll tell you exactly what's going on right now. Ellipses?
Did you just say ellipses?
Yes.
No one says ellipses.
Just trust me. Something interesting is going on here. You'll just have to be patient. Hyphen.
What is going on here? Will Marcus find out what security does to those who complain in these states of perfection? But more importantly, does it matter that Deborah didn't read the book for book club? More to come on the next Estates of Perfection.
Estates of Perfection is written by Matt Basser. Produced, edited, and scored by Brett Morris. Additional editing by Grace Harper. Starring Matt Basser, Danielle Schneider, Mary Holland, Andy Richter, John Gemberling, Mookie Blakelock, Lou Wilson, Kenny Stevenson, Dan Lippert, Lacey Mosley, Dana Wiggins, and Sydney Besser.